Hi everybody, welcome to this month's edition of APM TV. What I'm going to talk to you about today is first impressions. First impressions is all about seeing your business from your customer's point of view, which is an important distinction from what we often do. Now you'll have heard that saying, you never get a second chance to make a first impression, and that is of course true, but you do get plenty of opportunities to ruin that first impression if you're not careful, and we're going to look at those as well. And it's very important in this very visual, very technological age that we address all these things because customers are attuned to looking at their computer, looking at the internet for things. And there are so many ways in which we can address those impressions that they get of our business and their impression of our capability, our proficiency, and their confidence in us. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not suggesting, of course, there's any single thing you can do which is suddenly going to double the footfall at your business. But if you improve lots and lots of little things, none of them costing you very much money, overall, it can make a big difference and perhaps give you the edge over the competition. So let's focus on first impressions. Where is a customer going to get their first impression of your business? In this day and age, it's most likely to be your website. Now, I'm making an assumption here that you've actually got a website, of course, and if you haven't, you kind of need to sort that out pretty damn quick. And I'm not being snobby about it. Sure, I'm prepared to believe that there are still a few people out there who use Yellow Pages, but the vast majority of them are not just using the internet, they're using Google. That's where you need to be seen. Of course, we could spend a whole day just talking about how to design your website, and website design itself can be a very costly business. You've probably already spent a significant sum on it. So let's not worry about this at the moment. Let's not worry about the overall design. I'm sure you've picked out a lovely, gentle colour scheme, but there's one thing a lot of business owners forget. Remember, your website, like everything else, it's about making things easy for your potential client. And what you've got to make sure is that your client can contact you from the website. Those details need to be visible all the time. And essentially that means a phone number. And your phone number needs to be nice and prominent on every single page. Top right is best, and it's even better if it stays there as you scroll down the page. But please don't hide it away on a contact page somewhere. You don't want any obstacles of any sort making it more difficult for your clients to contact you. A quick aside on the business of telephone numbers. I can remember years ago, it seemed to be a continuous debate. Is it bad to have a mobile number rather than a landline? Well, like it or not, the simple answer is that it isn't as good. So you can make another little improvement potentially by making sure that number up there is a landline number. You don't have to have an actual landline, so it's not necessarily expensive. And we can go through that in a separate edition of APM TV. But by all means, if you want to know, give me a call and we can explain how you can do that quickly and cheaply. Some of you, like I said earlier, are going to be thinking that making changes to your website are going to be difficult or expensive, but it's not necessarily the case. There's very, very little skill needed to upload photographs or to edit text. So you can either get it done very cheaply by someone else, or you can really quickly learn to do it yourself. It really isn't that hard. And we can talk about that again on another episode, perhaps. So, your first impression has been made through your website. Where does the client go next? Well, funnily enough, the next port of call might not be your actual phone. It might be to Google Maps. Lots of people, myself included, we'll now use the postcode of businesses to have a look at Street View so they can get a feel for the place before they delve any deeper. Or they'll look at your Google Plus page. Now, there's nothing you can do about the images of your clinic on Google Maps, but you can add your own images in Google My Business, which is the latest name for what used to be Google Places. And this is a really important thing for you to consider. It doesn't cost you anything, and it's a way to ensure that there's some really inviting pictures instantly visible to help reassure your potential clients that you are the high-quality service they're looking for. So let's move on. What happens when someone actually calls your number? One of three things, generally. It gets answered, it goes to voicemail, or it rings, and it rings, and it rings, and no one picks up. I hope I don't need to tell you that the ideal option for your practice is the phone actually gets answered and that the third option, not answered at all, is inexcusable. So, assuming the phone does get answered, again, there's three options. You answer it yourself. Is that good use of your time? Not necessarily. Your receptionist answers it, or an answering service handles it. Now, both of those last two options can be really good. And again, we can look at those in another edition, but all of the options fall down if the person on the end of the line isn't up to scratch, and that could include you. Listen to this.
Osteopathic practice, can you hold, please?
Now that's a genuine response, voiced, as they say, by an actor, from a very well-established practice, which of course I'm not going to name, but it sounds like the archetypal NHS GP surgery receptionist, designed to put patients off, to stop them ever setting foot through the door, to keep them away from the doctors. And you need to check that that's not happening to you, because potentially it could be sabotaging your business. You need your patients actually looking forward to speaking to you and to your staff. Now, you may be very confident about all this. You may think that all your staff are perfectly well trained, they're lovely on the phone, but just occasionally it pays to check. Phone your own business and see how they sound, and make sure you do it from a number they don't recognise. Record a few calls if necessary. Be aware that if you are going to record the calls, you have to notify your own staff, but you don't have to tell customers. There's nothing untoward about this. This is just simple recordings that you can play back to your staff and say, how can we make this better? How can we make the client feel better about us? And let's move on to voicemail. Does anything say to the world more clearly that you're an amateur than something like this?
This is the Vodafone voicemail service for 07. Please leave a message after the tone. When you've finished recording, please hang up or press the hash key for more options.
You know, there's no excuse for not having a personalised message that not only sells the quality of your business, but promises a callback within a specific time frame. If your would-be patient hears that you're going to call back in 5 minutes, there's a really good chance they won't simply move on to the next clinic on the list. And I know there's a lot of people out there saying, well, that's all very well, I've got plenty of people calling me. Fine. But we need to spare a thought for the ones who aren't calling. And simple things like this just might make the difference. Okay, great. You've passed the website, the street view, and the telephone test, so hopefully this new caller is going to make their way to your actual practice. And let's face it, the chances are, having made an appointment, they're going to keep the appointment, even if the outside of your practice looks like an inner city kebab shop at pub chugging out time. But the punters walking past aren't going to pop in off the street if you don't look professional. So it's just worth a look at the outside of your business occasionally. And there's much more to this, isn't there? This isn't just about getting more clients in off the street. The whole healing process is going to be enhanced if the patient has confidence in you. And that confidence is influenced by all sorts of things. It includes the appearance of your practice. Is it clean? Is it tidy? You know, we all have this habit of cluttering up our waiting rooms with leaflets of one sort or another. But is it possible to display these things in an attractive way? Or maybe they don't actually serve any purpose at all. And you know, the people in your waiting room, they like to know what they're expected to do. You know, can I take one of these leaflets away? Where do I sit? Where's the loo? Every little bit of uncertainty detracts from the overall experience and their confidence in you. And then, of course, there's your receptionists. We've recently taken a completely new approach to our receptionists. Well, it's new for us. We've stopped worrying that chatting to patients in the waiting area is distracting them from their other tasks. And we've recognised that the chat is a really, really important part of the overall patient experience. So we've encouraged our receptionists to talk, to reassure, to gossip, to offer cups of tea. And we've given them, wait for it, name badges. I always used to think that these were silly, unimportant things, but a really reputable survey showed that customer satisfaction was dramatically improved simply by having the staff wear name badges. And in retrospect, it's obvious. Patients in the waiting room are embarrassed that they can't remember the receptionist's name, so they don't like to ask. And then they feel awkward because they don't know their name. Anyway, there you are. It's a short list of things summarised on the text that you can take into account as you make those tiny little improvements, which all taken together can make a significant difference to your business. That's been this month's APM TV, our business insight to help you enhance your practice. See you next time.